Welcome to the Dr. Soren Show. This is your host, Dr. Soren Isparescu. Got a very exciting show today. Two great guests. We're going to be focusing on how to strengthen your immune system. Part of this whole situation with the COVID virus, the difference as to whether you will be admitted to the hospital is all about your immune system. If your immune system is strong, you can fight off viruses, and if it's weak, then you are much more susceptible. So we're really going to be focusing on how you can strengthen your immune system. I've got two great guests. I've got Dr. Scott Porter, the pharmacist and owner of Sandpoint Superdrug, well known in our community. And then I'm going to also be talking to Magda Sneden. We're going to be talking further about other ways to strengthen your immune system. That's what we're dedicating our show to today, is things you can do to strengthen your immune system. I'm here with Dr. Scott Porter, a pharmacist in Sandpoint for many, many years. And tell me a little bit about your educational background as we get started.
I have a bachelor's degree in pharmacy, doctorate degree in pharmacology. And then with functional medicine, I've studied it over the last 15 years. I have family with autoimmune disease. I got intrigued on looking at the underlying cause, which led me to pursue different avenues versus Western medicine. So it's lots of coursework over the years, and I just grown to like that avenue. So it's something where I can do Western medicine and functional medicine. I've been doing it now for 15 plus years.
I love it. So yeah, you've been a pharmacist for a while. Did your dad start
this pharmacy? My dad started this business in 1973. Wow. I moved back home in 1999. So I've been practicing pharmacy for about 25 years.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, I love what you're doing, because I think one of the issues I see with Western medicine, as I've said, has like the best technology if you get sick.
Correct.
Got the best drugs, the best equipment, and all over the world. But what I love about the functional medicine side is, I think, you know, as you got these fruit bowls here, diet, lifestyle, those things can play a huge role in preventing disease.
So that's absolutely.
That's what I'm super excited about, because, you know, they talk about 80% of people, everybody's, you know, concerned about this COVID virus, and 80% of the people that get it don't need any interventions, whereas that 20% need the hospitalization. So that's what I want to talk to you about, is how can you boost your immune system, because that's really what makes the difference between that 80 and that 20% is the immune system.
Correct.
So if you're older and you have, you know, immunocompromised, you know, multiple diseases, and you're going to be more likely to get in that 20%. So, So let's start talking about, what are your recommendations for avoiding viral infections?
So we mostly focus in on here on our nutrition center, starting out with foundational support. So I have a list of like six products that everyone should be on for immune support, foundational support. It always starts with a probiotic. This is a probiotic. It's got four products in one, probably our most popular. So we start with that, along with vitamin D with K. So these two are probably our mainstay products that we use for immune support. They say immunity is like 60% derived from your gut. Mm-hmm. So that's, we always start with the gut.
And if I can just make a couple comments on these, you know, some of these conferences I've been to talk so much, this is like a revolution in medicine. We've discovered how powerful the gut is. And I think people underestimate that. So what does this do specifically?
This is going to, probiotics aren't necessarily going to change your gut. I mean, you have like 300 trillion gut bacteria. What they send is signals. They send signals to the bacteria to start replicating, because there's always competition going on. And that competition, you have die-off, and then you have inflammation, which causes leaky gut, which causes autoimmune disease, which causes disease. So the probiotics help send signals to produce beneficial gut bacteria to help with some of this competition, get rid of the bad bugs that are in there. It could be as well as yeast as well.
Okay, so that's that one. And then vitamin D,
I think everybody lives, we're in Sandpoint, Idaho, so everybody lives this far north, I think, needs to be on a vitamin D supplement, because you just can't get enough from your skin the way you're supposed to in the wintertime, especially.
Yeah, not only that, vitamin D is also antibacterial and antiviral, and most of us are lacking it. So it's like, to me, this is essential, and it's also good for gut health. So we always start with probiotic first, vitamin D second.
Okay.
Third product we do is magnesium. 60% of the US, of the Western world, is magnesium deficient. So this is here, there's 10 different forms of magnesium. I have magnesium glycinate, works more in the tissues, mm-hmm. less on the gut. So people with constipation, I would recommend magnesium citrate. This one right here has penetration in the brain and in the tissues. It's good for, all chemical reactions, cramping, whatnot. So we always choose magnesium as our third product.
And it's, for those that know, it's a natural muscle relaxant. I'm an anesthesiologist, and you use magnesium if somebody's having contraction. If a woman's in labor, you use magnesium to slow it down. And I know it works, because when my wife started having early contractions, we put her on magnesium and it just stopped it. It was amazing.
Yep. So then moving right along, our fourth product is a good multivitamin. This one here has got extra B's in there. Most people have methylation problems, which is their body's ability to detoxify. Mm-hmm. So this is, we always choose a good multivitamin with methylated B vitamins, have a little extra calcium in there. Most people aren't getting that from their diet. So just a good around multivitamin is fourth on our list.
Mm-hmm. Do you have vitamin B somewhere on there? Somewhere else, or just the B's are coming from
the B's here? Are in here. If we were to figure out that someone did have methylation problems, then we would add in just extra methylated B vitamins, because you're gonna have to take like milligram dosages of that, and you're not gonna get that in a standard multivitamin.
Yeah, because that's one I take for my family, because we're vegan for the most part, and so it's really easy to get low on B12.
Exactly.
Because the way you're supposed to get B12 is you from bacteria in your on your food. So if you pull a carrot out of the ground and eat it, yep. it's got a little bacteria. But since our food is so clean and radiated, that even your vegetables don't have that anymore. So I'm a big fan of the B, especially B12.
Well, the B12, most of the B12s that are in multivitamins is cyanocobalamin. Mm-hmm. If you have methylation problems, you cannot convert mm-hmm. the cyanocobalamin. So therefore, we recommend methylcobalamin or hydroxycobalamin.
I've heard that.
Adenocobalamin.
Yeah.
It's highly absorbable. In fact, we routinely do give that as injections, as hydroxycobalamin, not cyanocobalamin.
That's a good tip, and I know the one we have is hydroxycobalamin.
Highly absorbable. All right, so the fifth product on our list is omegas. Why do we choose omegas? Our diet is so loaded in omega-6s, that's pro-inflammatory. Right,
and the omega-3 is anti-inflammatory.
Exactly, exactly.
So you gotta balance those guys.
So that's why we're doing this. We balance out the omega-3s with the omega-6s. Most people don't know what fish oils do. I mean, it's an anti-inflammatory product. Mm-hmm. It doesn't do anything to lower cholesterol, blood pressure, but it does work as an anti-inflammatory. That's why I recommend this.
Absolutely, and I think part of all this goes to our Western diet, because when you eat a lot of sugar, when your body metabolizes sugar, it pulls a lot of other nutrients out, so that's how you deplete it. If
Correct.
You eat a fruit, it's got all the nutrients there with it, but when we just take the sugar out of the fruit and just eat sugar, then your body's using up all these nutrients in order to handle our processed sugar that most of us probably eat too much of. So, and same with our the omega-3s and 6s. I know a lot of even super healthy people that end up eating a lot of processed food that's high in omega-6s have inflammatory problems. And people forget that heart disease is an inflammatory
Correct.
Disease.
Yes.
So if you can, of inflammation inside your blood vessels, so if you can knock that inflammation down, you reduce your risk of a heart attack.
So we recommend the triglyceride form. It's most fish oils are ethyl ester. Mm-hmm. It's inferior absorption. You get a triglyceride form. It takes two extra processing steps, costs extra money, but it's 70% more absorbable than the ethyl ester form.
And just out of curiosity, do you have a non-animal based formula of omega-3?
Yes, we do. We do So that we have algae and flax.
That is so cool. Because yeah, I put flaxseed in my smoothie every morning. So
that's awesome.
We've got to take a break right now, but after the break, we'll be back with more tips on how to strengthen your immune system from Dr. Scott Porter. This is Dr. Soren, and we're talking to Dr. Scott Porter about ways to strengthen your immune system. So what else do you have?
Last product on our list of essential nutrients is digestive enzymes. Most people, including the elderly, they have low stomach pH. This low stomach pH leads to malabsorption. Mm-hmm. With malabsorption, you have inflammation. You're at higher risk of contracting viruses, bacterial infections. So digestive enzymes, I mean, they help break down food. They're also, it's also another anti-inflammatory product. So we typically use one that has got, will put acid in the stomach, mm-hmm. as well as break down emulsified fats, protein, carbs, plant-derived products. So highly beneficial.
That is super cool. All right, so this is kind of your core, and
this is foundational.
From a lot of what you said, since I do pain management, a lot of this has to do with decreasing inflammation.
Yes.
And so this obviously would help people with arthritis type of pain or any sort of inflammatory problems. I mean, there's so many, even autoimmune diseases that create inflammation in joints. So this is foundational. So let's talk specifically, I think you and I on the phone, we talked about specific things to help reduce your viral infections, like zinc, quercetin, those types of.
Yeah, so I would, there's four main ones right, that we could talk about with reducing the viral spread and inflammation. It's gonna be resveratrol, antioxidant. It's gonna be quercetin. It's going to be green tea is another one. And then curcumin would be the four. All these supplements treat inflammation, and they help with viral spread.
Yeah. So let's go over them a little bit more slowly. So what was the first one you said? I'm sorry.
Let's take quercetin.
Yeah, right, quercetin. I know my sister-in-law did all this research because everybody was trying to get the hydroxychloroquine when they came out with the info. How does this work?
So quercetin, research is showing that it can be similar to hydroxychloroquine as a positive ioniform.
So this is an over-the-counter form. So everybody's, you know, they know that even our Idaho State Medical Board put out a limit on doctors prescribing it. But quercetin works in a similar way. It's over-the-counter supplement.
Yes, and it's found in apples.
Cool.
One apple has got around 20 milligrams. The dose that you want to take of quercetin is about 500 to 1,000 milligrams for it to be a benefit.
One more reason to eat apples.
I tell everyone, start eating apples at least. I mean, who doesn't like apples?
Hey, we live in the Northwest where apples are grown, so.
Exactly.
Okay, that's actually great. What about, just out of curiosity, apple juice?
Well, you're dealing with the sugars.
That's the problem, because that's what I tell people. You get rid of all the fiber and you pull out all the sugar, which tastes great. But and especially the store-bought stuff that's pasteurized and stuff.
Apple sauce, probably the same way.
Yeah.
Okay. Just regular apples.
So quercetin and eat a real apple.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Another one, this is like green tea. This tea right here is a potent antioxidant, potent antiviral. You don't necessarily need to take it as a supplement. Mm-hmm. You can drink green tea. The research is showing 4 cups a day of green tea. Mm-hmm. And that would be without the caffeine.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the caffeine because I'm not a huge fan of the caffeine, but I know green tea.
So this one here is called ECGC. I believe it's the fractionated form of green tea, totally caffeine free. It's extremely potent as an antiviral.
Cool.
But it's better. It's more beneficial to drink the tea than it is taking a supplement. It's whether or not you can stomach drinking the green tea.
Well, okay, that's great. Let's talk, what else you got there? Zinc?
Zinc right here is a mainstay right here. This is antiviral. It helps prevent viral shedding. Mm-hmm. Very important.
Right, because zinc we've known for years, that all the little cough drops and stuff, a lot of them for preventing colds have zinc in them because we know zinc kills viruses.
Correct. Dosages right now with the coronavirus, 50 to 100 milligrams. You don't want to go too high on zinc because you can get toxic, but they do say the virus, the first thing it does is deplete the body of zinc. Mm-hmm. So when you lose zinc, you can lose your sense of smell, taste. So they're saying, well, you could have the coronavirus once you lose the sense of smell and taste. So I've been recommending people like buy some fresh flowers and smell them. And if you can't smell the flowers, maybe eat something. If you can't taste that, you better watch your temperature.
Well, that's a good point. Plus, it'll brighten you up and that'll boost your immune system because you'll be happier. Your wife will be happier if you buy flowers on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin C, let's talk about that too. That's a that's one that's been talked about for a long time.
Mainstay. I mean, they're even using this now for vitamin C infusions, like 3 to 6 grams every 6 hours for treatment of COVID.
Do you know much about that? I know.
I don't. I've heard about it. I don't know if we can do vitamin C infusions here in Sandpoint. I think you'd probably have to go to Spokane or...
We could do them at our clinic. We've talked about it. A friend of mine had cancer and she read about that and she wanted vitamin C infusion. So I know she went to a practitioner and got it. So it wasn't difficult to do. So
antiviral, antioxidants, mainstay. Mm-hmm. 2 to 3 grams a day is what I recommend.
That's right. And it's water soluble. So...
Yep.
How much is in this one? How many grams are in this?
There is probably 500 milligrams. Yeah. I prefer the liposomal vitamin C. It's kind of wrapped in a fat, gets absorbed a little bit better. No That's GI right. symptoms. The problem is it's very hard to come by because everyone's buying it up. So we have we sell a lot of liposomal vitamin C liquid. A little bit goes a long way.
Let me ask you a question though. Then you could counteract that by just taking more of the regular vitamin C.
You could, but you're running the risk of getting diarrhea, upset GI symptoms, mm-hmm. Buffered vitamin C.
But if you got an IV, then you would go around all that, the GI symptoms?
I would believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. All
right, another product, antiviral, is vitamin A. So vitamin A also helps with lung tissue damage caused by the viruses.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the elderly they've done autopsies on them, they've shown where they've died from the coronavirus, they've had like really, really low vitamin A levels.
Mm-hmm.
So I recommend vitamin A to help protect the lung tissue. Not only that, it's antiviral.
Vitamin A. Now, so A, D, E, and K are the fat-soluble ones.
Soluble.
So you can overdose on vitamin
Easily.
A and vitamin D and vitamin K.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about dosages just for...
You want to, yep, okay. So if you're sick, typically just for a really bad cold,
mm-hmm.
we would recommend 150,000 units for 3 days only.
Of vitamin D?
Of vitamin A.
Of vitamin A.
150,000 units. Vitamin D, mm-hmm. typical dose recommendations, 50,000 units a day for 3 days. It's a high dose, but you hit it hard because we want to ramp up the immune yeah. system, get rid of the virus. So it's 50,000 units of vitamin D. We do 150,000 to 200,000 units of vitamin
A. By mouth or a shot?
We do it orally.
Yeah.
Yeah, orally. I can't. I mean,
I've heard that a lot from people that you can, and I've tried it myself, where you just take large dose. You feel yourself starting to get sick. You take a huge dose. You slam your body with it, and boom, it just boosts your immune
within
system.
Within 3 days.
So 50,000 units of vitamin D for 3 days.
For 3 days, 150,000 to 200,000 units of vitamin A for 3 days, and then back it off. Right now, you don't want to do anything more than about 50 to 100,000 units for just short periods of time, mm-hmm. then back it off. Otherwise you can...
And then what do you recommend? Because I recommend vitamin D to all my patients. Everybody that lives up here, if you don't go to Costa Rica or Arizona for the winter, I'm telling people. But by the way, I used to work in the desert and I had a doctor friend And he used to, a neurologist, and he used to test people in the desert in California in the sunniest place on earth. And they'd be low on vitamin D because it was so hot. People don't go outside. So vitamin D is a big one.
Well, if you put sunscreen on, you're blocking the benefits of vitamin D too.
That's a good point. So you're fighting the dermatologist on
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So it's like, I mean, I tell people, obviously wear sunscreen, but if you can go outside, cover yourself up, get like 15 minutes exposure of sun, you're going to get your 10,000 units of vitamin D from the sunshine. So what do I recommend? 5 to 10,000 units a day.
And, okay, that's great.
With K.
With K. And explain to me the K, the importance of the K.
The K helps drive the D into the tissues along with calcium. It's most people that are D deficient are also K deficient. K also helps with you becoming toxic on vitamin D. So it's very hard. It'd be very hard to get toxic on vitamin D if you're taking it with vitamin
with
a
K. Yes. And you just mentioned the calcium, because that's a big deal. As people get older, vitamin D is very important for your bone strength.
Yep.
And obviously with calcium. So a lot of people with osteoporosis, you recommend
vitamin that. D with K plus calcium. Absolutely. And use some magnesium too. I mean, magnesium helps with the absorption of the calcium as well.
Love it. Okay.
Okay, so final product that helps with the viral activity and spread is a product called curcumin. This comes from the plant turmeric. It is an anti-inflammatory. Of all the products that we sell back in our nutrition center, curcumin is our number one seller because everyone that comes in has got some inflammatory process. So we use it to treat inflammation in the gut, joint tissues, brain health.
So it helps with
beneficial.
Gut inflammation.
Correct.
That's
funny. It helps heal the gut.
So can you take this on an empty stomach?
I take it daily on an empty stomach.
Okay, because yes. I didn't know, because turmeric, when you taste it, it's pretty strong, so I didn't know
exactly.
It would be hard on your stomach.
Well, what you cook with is not absorbable. It has to be, you have to get it across like the brush border of the gut. So with this particular product, it's wrapped in a fat, similar to a phytosome complex. So you get rapid absorption. There's other preparations with black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Black pepper actually causes inflammation in the gut, so it opens up the gut a little bit, so the curcumin can get absorbed. But it is causing inflammation, which typically isn't what you want.
Okay, so this one. So what kind do you recommend again?
I would recommend one that has a phytosome type complex, so it's wrapped in a fat. You're going to get 30% better absorption with that than you will with a curcumin product with black pepper.
Okay. And it's not going to harm your gut because we're fighting the gut here. We're trying to...
This is actually going to help heal the gut. So it's in it. And not only that, it's a potent antioxidant and it's a potent...
That's right.
It's a potent antiviral and it helps with the activity of the virus. It lessens viral activity.
Cool.
Very important product.
Okay, so then just kind of in review, if somebody can't afford or doesn't want to start with all these, what like two or three or four products would you recommend as your top ones here?
I would start with the foundational. I would go with the probiotic, vitamin D with K. That's 60 to 70% of your immune system right there. That's what I would go with.
So if you're not doing that, you that's something you highly, highly recommend.
I'd recommend these two products definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Magnesium, though, I mean, would be third on the list. Otherwise, as an antiviral, I would go with vitamin A. You can get vitamin A from animal meat, but if you're vegan, you could be lacking vitamin A. So then I would probably go with some vitamin A and then just vitamin C.
Okay, love it. So I'm doing most of those. The vitamin A, I probably need to get on. This has been educational for me, so I really appreciate your knowledge. Just real quick, kind of in closing, tell me about your store, the address, phone number, and you guys do home delivery, jump into all those, I hear.
Okay, so we're doing curbside delivery right now. Mm-hmm. This is gonna be the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real convenient. You pull up in our parking spot, you call us, you give us your credit card, or we can take cash, check, whatever. You call us, we will bring the product out to you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are sick, or they don't wanna come in where there's crowds of people, not like we have crowds in our store, but we do curbside deliveries. We do in-town free deliveries.
I've heard that from patients. So a lot of my patients.
Yeah, we've been doing that for 35 years.
I didn't know that. So patients just told me that you guys deliver, and so a lot of my older patients don't want to go out. They love it.
Call us up, we'll deliver it. If it's something where if it needs a special delivery, we'll go out 3-4 times. Mm-hmm. We're mailing out more prescriptions.
So you even mail prescriptions out?
Yes, yeah, we mail out a bunch. We've been here at this location since 1983. I mean, we're right next to Safeway on Fifth Avenue. Mm-hmm. In fact, our address is 604 North Fifth Avenue. If you see Safeway, we share the same parking lot with them. I have a huge parking lot. Easy in, easy out. The parking's free too, which is nice.
There you go. So, and your website?
Our website is just sandpointsuperdrug.com. We're open every single day. Monday through Friday, 8 to 8. Saturday, we're 8 to 6. Sunday, 10 to 6.
You have some of the best hours in town and the most convenient. So that's why when I've needed stuff, I've come here.
That's what it's all about.
So, well, we really appreciate you taking the time to give us your expertise, Scott. So thank you so much.
I appreciate you having me on. So.
Hi, I'm Dr. Soren, and we're interviewing today Magda Sneden. She's a nurse practitioner with Idaho Pain Clinic. We're a pediatric nurse for 15 years.
You dealt
with the little babies.
Yes.
And you're also very much a health advocate. That was one thing that I thought was really amazing about you, because you got us to eat much healthier. I think you and my wife, about 15 years ago, you sent us some videos, and you totally changed our diet as a result of those, so thank you.
And you're much healthier today.
Probably. Who knows where I'd be if I hadn't gotten those. But hey, everybody's really concerned about this COVID situation, and I'd just love to hear from your standpoint, how do you strengthen your immune system so that you will be least likely to be affected by this, or even if you do, that you can, your body can fight it off so you don't have to end up needing hospital care.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, there's no magical supplement or magical one thing or diet or regimen you can do. There are a lot of things that have been proven that do boost your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So help you be healthier overall. So first of all, we still have to make sure we reduce our exposure and our susceptibility. So we make sure that we do wash our hands, and we try to avoid, you know, coming in contact with people that have symptoms. If we have symptoms, we need to stay away from others. So, you know, good hygiene, all those are very important. But there are a lot of things that we can do every day and consistently that do optimize our immune system.
Okay.
So, first of all, what we eat is very important. So, a lot of the foods that we eat can contribute and help improve our immune system. And this is a very well-known fact, that fruits and vegetables are healthy for you.
They have all the phytochemicals, nutrients
antioxidants, and good, you know, all the vitamins. So there's a lot of talk now, everybody's taking vitamin C, because vitamin C does help improve your immune system and can help fight infections. And there are studies that do show that vitamin C can decrease frequency or intensity of like the common cold or respiratory tract infections. But getting
so vitamin C, okay, and just from your standpoint, how many milligrams a day? Let's just be practical.
Well, I would take at least 1,000 milligrams at least twice a day.
Okay, so you're saying 2,000 milligrams a day.
Yeah, so and it's better to take it a couple of times than just at once, so your body can have a constant supply, and you can take more. The thing is, when you take too much, then you're going to have upset stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the downside to taking too much vitamin C. But if you take it from the fruits and vegetables, you benefit from it a lot more because it's more bioavailable.
So let's just talk, what fruits and vegetables are high in vitamin C?
Well, mostly the citrus and the berries. So blueberries, raspberries, and then the citrus. The lemons, they're kind of sour, but oranges.
Yeah, I put a lemon in my smoothie, and we ran out of lemons, so I put an orange in my smoothie.
Yeah, so you can also take amla powder, which is a supplement, and that
has... I'm a big fan of amla. Amla is the most potent whole food antioxidant. Mm-hmm. So meaning of all the fruits and vegetables, it's the strongest antioxidant.
Yeah.
So you buy the powder?
You can buy the powder and take a teaspoon, mix it in your smoothie. The powder itself doesn't taste very good, but if you hide it in a smoothie...
It doesn't...
Yeah, you can't feel it. You can't taste it. So amla powder or Indian gooseberry is also known as Indian gooseberry. So, and you can find that at health food stores and online. You can find it.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It's important to, you know, get your fruits and vegetables. Also, vitamin D is really important. And there are a lot of studies, even as recent as 2017, that was the British Medical Journal. They had over 11,000 subjects. And they saw that those people that took vitamin D regularly, they had decreased in the respiratory tract infections. So, and it's better to take daily doses rather than a dose once a month or once a week.
So just taking like 50,000 units at once might help you for an acute situation. But really, to get the most benefit, I believe that study showed, is that you take it regularly.
Yeah, take it regularly.
I've been trying, because I've been sporadic here and there, and I'm trying really hard to take it consistently.
Yeah, and there was another study that they just published this year from Trinity College in Dublin, and they also found that the vitamin D supplements can reduce chest infections by 50%. That's a lot, 50%, and that was based on 2,500 international units a day.
Okay.
So 50% is...
And 2,500 I use is not a lot.
Much, yeah. I mean, there are capsules.
Yeah, and numbers that you recommend, 2,500, 5,000?
2,500 to 5,000. So, and it's good to check your vitamin D levels.
Yep, so you can check it, because vitamin D is one of the ones you can overdose on.
Yeah, it will take a little...
Take a lot to overdose.
Yeah, to overdose. And the optimal levels are a lot higher than previously thought. When you go get it checked, they usually won't tell you that it's low unless it's below 30.
30 is the cutoff, I know.
Yeah, but optimal is about 80 to 90.
Now, I think even if you live in a sunny place, I hear it's very hard to get that just by sunshine alone, by laying out in the sun.
Well, it's because we don't stay outside much. And if we do go outside, we cover ourselves with sunscreen. So it blocks not just the ultraviolet rays, it blocks the vitamin D.
That's right.
So
that's right. So, and the way I tell people to get around that is go early morning or late afternoon, and do it in small doses on a regular basis, so that way you don't get fried. So you don't, if you're just going out for 15 minutes or half an hour in the early morning or late evening, if you build up to it, do it consistently, you won't get fried.
Right, yeah.
And that's probably the healthiest way of doing it.
Yeah, and there are studies that show that skin cancer is more prevalent in office workers than in construction workers that are outside most of the day.
Isn't that funny?
Well, because office workers don't get exposed, and then they get burned when they get exposed. So if you do it gradually, it's not as likely to develop cancer.
I went to a lecture by a dermatologist several years ago, and I think he said Idaho was number one in, I think it was melanoma.
Really?
So one of the skin cancers. And one of the theories was, number one, Idaho's a high Caucasian population, so Caucasians are more likely to get it. But number two is how we get sun up here, which is that, you know, there's no sun for 6 months, and the sun comes out, and everybody goes out and gets fried.
Well, we've got to take a break right now, but we'll be back with Magda Sneden, nurse practitioner with Idaho Pain Clinic, talking about ways that you can strengthen your immune system and fight off viral infections. Back talking to Magda Sneden, nurse practitioner, about ways to strengthen your immune system.
Okay, so vitamin D is another one you recommend.
Yeah. The other one is zinc that has been talked about a lot lately since this whole COVID started.
Mm-hmm.
And zinc is good and can boost our immune system,
mm-hmm.
but it's important to remember not to take too much. So the recommended daily allowance is about 50 milligrams per day or 40. I think it's 40.
Okay.
It's 40. So we have to be careful. Maybe if you do feel like you're getting sick, you should take zinc for, you know, a few days, a couple of weeks to kind of boost your immune system. But don't take long term more than 40 milligrams per day, because it can cause a decrease in your body's ability to absorb copper.
Mm-hmm.
So then a copper deficiency can cause other problems like neuropathy and pain. So.
And some of those can be permanent. So,
yeah.
So don't go too crazy on it, but make sure you got enough zinc.
Yeah, they do get some zinc. Yeah.
Okay.
So another one it's that I recommend, I think it's a good one, it's N-acetylcysteine,
mm-hmm.
or short for NAC, because
mm-hmm.
that's a antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's really readily available. It's inexpensive. That's what's used for Tylenol poisoning, to help the liver flush out Tylenol.
Okay.
So it's an antioxidant. It helps detoxify
your body.
You're
taking me way back in medical school and internship. When, yeah, N-acetylcysteine, that's right.
Yeah, so about 600 milligrams twice a day.
How much?
600 milligrams.
You love these twice a day. That makes it hard to take.
Yeah, you can take it once a day, but I think
your
it's better to
better.
Have it
smaller doses, more frequent.
Yeah, so you have more constant. So you can take it once a day, but then you'll have it then, and then the rest of the day you won't.
Mm.
Your body won't have it. So.
So
yeah.
I know I take N-acetylcysteine.
Yeah, you can take it before breakfast and before dinner.
There you go.
So, other things that we could do to improve our immune system, sleep is very important. And I think a lot of people don't give it enough importance.
Sleep is important for weight loss, for depression. I mean, sleep for your immune system, for, sleep is very underrated.
Yep.
Especially in our society. That.
Yeah.
So
it's important.
What do you recommend as far as hours of sleep?
At least seven.
That's
seven
right.
to nine.
That's all the data I've seen. 7 to 9. And I read that book, Why We Sleep, and he says 8. That guy loves 8 hours, thinks everybody should get 8 hours, but all the data shows that at least
seven
hours.
Minimum seven.
Minimum.
Of sleep.
So like very few people that claim they don't need to sleep. And he's like, those people that do that end up with Alzheimer's, and he named specifically even Ronald Reagan, Margaret Thatcher, and we'll see what happens with Trump, because that guy's another famous one for not sleeping, but, you know, linking it to Alzheimer's. But.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of data there and studies that do show that sleep deprivation does blunt your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
They've done multiple studies on people to see how long they can go without sleep and what happens to them when they don't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So they developed lots of different ranges of, you know, symptoms, a lot of different things from not sleeping enough, being sleep deprived. So
mm-hmm.
that's one thing that we need to remember. Also, when the time that we get our sleep is important. So a lot of people don't realize that the early hours of the evening, that's when your body regenerates and detoxifies. So it has to be before 2 a.m. So between like 9 p.m. and 2 a.m. is the best time to get your sleep.
9 p.m. to 2 a.m. So we shouldn't go to bed at 2 a.m. and sleep till 9.
Right. So if you go to at 9 p.m. to sleep and you wake up at 2 a.m., you got good quality sleep. You got the best sleep you can get. So.
That's amazing.
And I think there was a study that concluded that 1 hour of sleep before midnight is worth 2 hours of sleep after midnight.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before too, but you're saying it's true. So, and I think in the book Why We Sleep by Matthew Walker, he talks about the NREM and the REM sleep, and the early part is the NREM sleep, and I think then the morning. As it gets later in the night, then you get more of the REM sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But you really need both of those.
Yeah, you need both. Yeah, and I think there was a study that showed that people that get on average less than seven hours of sleep, they're at 3 times more likely to develop a cold.
And
so.
That's a huge one. And even weight loss, I know they link it very clearly
mm-hmm.
to weight loss. When's the last time you want to lose weight and the doctor tells you, hey, are you sleeping enough? Because if you're trying to lose weight and you're not sleeping, you're swimming upstream. And definitely immune function.
Yeah. Yeah. And sleep boosts your T-cell responses.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. And I can... So. What else are you going to get to? Are you going to get the sugar? Is that on there? Eat all the sugar? Because that really is good for you?
No, no. The sugar should go. Obviously, sugar is not good for the immune system. I think that's a well-known fact that nobody will try to dispute.
Yeah. Totally agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And so. There was a study done long. That was like done in the 70s, I think. That mm-hmm. showed that was that at least a teaspoon of sugar it will... put your white blood cells to sleep for like 48 hours?
Yeah, I remember, the one I remember is natural killer cells, the specific NK cells, they go to sleep for like 8 hours with, I think it was a relatively small amount of sugar that we get on a regular basis. So again, if you're getting sick or if you're really serious about fighting this COVID thing or having your immune system, you know, strong to give your bodies the best chance of fighting it, considering making sure you eliminate processed sugar.
Yep. Fruits are okay. Right, sugar from fruit is okay.
Exactly.
It comes with vitamins and minerals and fibers, but it's just processed sugar. So
that's right.
All the drinks, all the candy, all the sugar. So
that's right.
All the drinks, all the candy, all the
things we love.
Pastries, all the good things.
Well, we're out of time for this interview, but Magda, thank you so much for being here. I also want to thank Dr. Scott Porter. Both of these interviews are posted online. Dr. Porter's interview is posted on their Facebook page at Sandpoint Superdrug Facebook page. It's also on the Dr. Soren MD YouTube channel, and there's a link to it from idahopainclinic.com. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a great day.